Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If I said your ticket to the Masters is you have to eat an egg salad sandwich while you're there, you would do it.
If you say eat this egg salad full sandwich?
Full sandwich. You have to eat it while you're on the grounds at Augusta.
Nope, not doing it.
Unbelievable.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
A whole sandwich?
Yeah.
A whole thing?
You'll probably never win tickets to the Masters in your life.
You know what else I'll never do is eat a full egg salad sandwich.
Jeremy White.
Put the tickets on the table so when we make the offer next year. Do it. I'll prove it. Anybody that wins the lottery,
no one's
come into
that.
The studio and make the offer. I'll prove it.
I won't do it. Joe DiBiase.
What if I made it for you and one other person?
Does the other person eat the sandwich?
No, only you have to eat the sandwich.
No.
Have some heart.
I'd love to do something that is easy for normal people and get to play Augusta. I could not physically do it.
Be a man.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Jeremy and Joe, I'm back from vacation. Joe was back last week. This is our first time together in 2 weeks.
It feels like two years.
I know.
It's been forever.
I've got time to ask you how your vacation was. You can ask me how mine was. We had back-to-back vacations.
It's been so long, I don't even remember how my vacation was. Right.
Meanwhile, that open there about the Masters and the egg salad sandwich, let that be a reminder. The Masters ticket application for 2026, it's open.
Yes.
You can submit your application right now to try to get tickets.
As the open was playing, I just ran to the site. I already have an account. Let me go put in for it. And I got a little red error message. It says, this address you entered is already in use. Entries are limited to one per household. Is it possible my wife has already put in for Masters tickets? Because I have no idea why this would be telling me, oh, you can't do this. Only one per household. Because I don't think I've done it already.
That's tough.
Unless someone else is using my address to stack Masters lottery.
Is there a chance she did?
I think there's a chance she
did. Okay. Because one per household.
It's also possible she even told me she did and I just forgot. Well, that's also possible.
It only opened yesterday.
Okay, then so that's not possible.
She would have to have done it since yesterday. Yeah, I submitted. You put in, you know, your last four, your social security number is part of the process there. Ticket prices have gone up a bit, but not that much. I mean, still. I actually, for the first time ever, I put in for every round. Like, forget it.
Oh, yeah?
Who cares? Yeah, but in the past, I've been like, oh, I'll go to the practice round. I don't want to be there on a Sunday. And then after this year's Masters, I thought, whatever.
You'll go on a Sunday if you
tell me
the
I got tickets on a Sunday? Yeah, I'll go on a Sunday. I'll figure it out. So,
golf ticket prices are so crazy
now. These ones are not that bad. Final round Sunday, $160.
Okay, that is 1/7 of what you'll see for like the Ryder Cup or the U.S. Open or right. one of these other major tournaments.
Yep.
That's not bad.
So
I would do that.
Go ahead and get your applications right. in if you want to do that. We are we're hanging out here on a Monday. Summer arrives this week. We can actually call this the summer pregame show. We tried to do that about a month and a half ago, and then it got cold for the entire month of May and rained for most of spring.
Yeah, Patrick Hammer had a tweet over the weekend that it was Saturday? It was 48 degrees. Saturday was 48 degrees. The last day of winter was 30 degrees warmer. It was 76 degrees on March 19th. We got a preview on March 19th. It was 76, and then it didn't touch that for 2 months.
Brutal.
Except this week it's going to.
Yes.
It's going to be 80, it's going to be 83 on Wednesday, and might get some rain later in the week. But
there's even
some, it being warm.
There's some talk of 90s in parts of this area.
Yeah.
This week. Yeah.
Cool.
Saturday, 48. I knew that it was 48 because I was out on a T-ball field in 40 degrees in rain on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Right. How often have you been outside in shorts and a T-shirt this year?
Not much.
Anybody?
Not much.
Like twice?
Yesterday, we went to the Pride Parade, and yesterday it was shorts and hoodie.
Okay.
It's very much got fall vibes the last week, and the difference between this fall and actual falls. Actual fall, you've had a summer, and you might be okay with the idea of like, oh, sure, a change of seasons, and football's on TV, and there's things to do, as opposed to this spring, which has just been a mess.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're back. We're back. Gang's all here, and you can hang out with us. I've got one quick question. Maybe you guys can tell me what's going on a little bit. When I left, things were normal. Now that I'm back, I'm seeing the YouTube chat has experience points and rankings and things. What happened that on the YouTube page for the show, if you're streaming online, thanks for being there. Join us on YouTube if you want. You can watch it on your smart TV or any, you know, internet streaming device. Are there rankings?
Yeah, there's a leaderboard now.
There's a leaderboard now.
Wow. There's a daily champion, I think.
Are you crowning
this, or is this some algorithm?
No, this is an algorithm on YouTube.
Okay.
We're in early beta testing because we got selected to be in whatever sort of testing phase.
Sure, you know what this actually feels like? It feels like it's the next stage of Around the Horn, which has been canceled.
Broom, broom, broom.
You're getting points for commenting?
That's what I want Owen to be able to do.
I wish I could. It'd be awesome. It's if you send a message in chat, you get, I think you're capped at like 75 points an hour, but it's basically just a leaderboard of who was in our chat.
I was going to say, it's not really much of an algorithm, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you get 25 points per comment, and you can only get, what is it per hour?
75.
Okay, so it's come back every hour, comment three times,
you bank
your 75. So your max for the day, of course, is then, it's what?
It's too early for math, Joe.
607 math. Come on.
Wow.
300.
It's super, like, weird. Like, there's no sort of, nobody can figure it out. It's been sort of a bullpen story. Like, how are we getting these points? Who's leading why?
It's all very exciting.
Come check it out.
Will there be different icons? Will people be able to, you know, put their own? What? All right, interesting.
I like the potential here.
Oh, there's
the potential.
I got stuff cooking up. We're gonna get there.
All right, good. Well, good morning. 803-0550. Paul Hamilton at 7 o'clock on the Sabres hire of Jarmo Kekalainen, which happened on Friday, right?
Yeah.
And what time on Friday? Were you still here?
No, it was after we were gone. It was during the extra point show. I believe it happened.
So this is our first chance, both of us, to really kick around this idea on the air here of Jarmo Kekalainen, which is, as a hiring, should I have the official title here? I probably should get this.
Senior advisor.
Senior advisor, okay.
Yep.
So they've hired a senior advisor and a special assistant. Basically, Kevin Adams, with Jarmo Kekalainen and Eric Staal, has other bodies, other minds to discuss things about how they're going to do whatever, everything they do with the team, how they're going to move forward, their sounding boards, or they give feedback, or they make decisions. You know, they can be part of a group think more idea. And I think that's good. Without going any further, more minds, more people that have knowledge of the game being in there is probably good, right? That's an easy one. The question from there is, will it be any different? Will anything really provably be different, and could anybody have expected anything better than what they did, realistically?
I don't think you could have. I mean, they tried. It sounded like they tried,
right? It sounded like they tried.
They wanted to talk to Lou Lamoriello. Maybe they did talk to these guys, but they couldn't get them to do the job. Lou Lamoriello, Ken Holland, whoever else they might have talked to.
Ken Holland, who took a GM job.
Right.
So wasn't ever going to consider a job where he's just an advisor.
You're not in the ballgame with a guy like that if he's thinking he can get a job like that.
Yeah.
Maybe Lamoriello, you thought you could get in it because he's 84 or whatever he is and probably thinking he can't get another GM job, but that he came here for his Nexus interview and then that was it. This was better than I thought they would have been able to do for this role. And there could be influence on how Kevin Adams does his job from this individual. I mean, some of the criticisms of Adams over the years about maybe being too tied up in players that want to be here as a mentality to run the organization,
yep,
and a little bit too patient at times over the years. Kekalainen, if you look at his resume as a GM in a market in Columbus that would also very often find themselves on no trade lists and not really be anything of a hockey destination, was pretty aggressive around that. Like, he would, felt like a lot more often he would go make a trade for a guy and not worry about, does this guy want to be here? And sometimes that might even blow up in his face when the guy got there and, yep, realized, like, this player doesn't want to be here. But you look at the list of players he brought in while he was in Columbus. He traded for Panarin. He traded for Matt Duchene in the middle of a season, and Duchene didn't want to be there long term. So he just, even though that the guy plays 2 months for you and you trade multiple assets to get him, the willingness to do that, I almost respect.
Yep.
He got Johnny Gaudreau to come there in free agency, which still blows my mind that that happened. So he kind of offsets, I feel like, some of the seen weaknesses that Adams might have.
Yeah.
But the real value, I think, that this is to me, more than that, any influence he could have on Adams, is I feel like that if they are to ever move off of Adams as GM, they now have a more qualified candidate than I ever thought they would have got.
Almost like this is a floor for them now.
Yeah.
He won't say no because he's already said yes to joining the organization.
Right.
And you're looking at a potential post-Adams decision where, okay, they need to make a change. They don't now have to go to the, whatever, the GM store,
mm-hmm,
where they hope somebody says yes and nobody will. They got a guy who used to be a GM.
He would be the first GM they hired. The Buffalo Sabres, he'd be the first GM they hire that had been a GM before since 1979.
Yeah, which says something.
And he's 58. Like, if they had hired Lamoriello, like, you could have gone, great, okay, he's been a GM for 40 years, basically. He's experienced, and all this influence he could have on Adams could be really good, but he's in his 80s. And he's not someone you're thinking about, dreaming about running the organization someday. The guy they hired is 58.
Yeah. There are things I like about it. You laid out that he looks aggressive. That one's a bit of a eye of the beholder. There's a year where they trade a first, a second, and a third, right? Is that the Duchene trade? What do they give up?
I think the Duchene trade, maybe the 1 year gives him that reputation. Because what I remember about him that year is they're in a playoff spot. Panarin is on a contract year. He's going to leave.
Bobrovsky's
on a contract year. He's going to leave. Your best two players are about to walk out the door.
Yep.
And instead of, I mean, he could have middled it. He could have done nothing. He could have probably traded. He could have traded them even. And instead, what did he do? He said, this is all going to end in 3 months anyway. I'm just going to push even more in.
Yeah. He traded a first rounder in 2019, two highly regarded prospects, and a conditional round one pick in the 2020 draft if Duchene were to resign, which he did not.
Right.
So,
and then I think all three of them left that summer.
Yeah. That's a spot where if we're looking at the Sabres now, it's almost like that could be a carbon copy situation where you're in eighth and you have two guys that you could trade to get tons of prospects, and instead you say, like, no, making the playoffs matters, winning games matters, mm-hmm, we should go for this.
Do you remember what they did that year, by the way?
Columbus?
Yeah.
Did they beat Tampa in four games?
That's the year they swept Tampa, yeah, who had set the record for the most points in the regular
season. And
they
got their first ever franchise win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Series win. And then they bow out. And...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joe, I mean, there's not a person listening or a Sabres fan who wouldn't respect if you were to say, that's the lamest bar to set ever. But that's a bar the Sabres kind of have to clear. We almost have to treat a series win like it's the first in franchise history. I mean, I know it's not, but it's been since 2007.
Yeah.
Since they won a series. And I know it's kind of ridiculous to say, hey, maybe Jarmo Kekalainen can come in and mix the magic stew and the Sabres could win a series. But wouldn't everybody take that right now as a massive improvement and a reconnection with the organization? So Kekalainen, you know, what is he provably going to do? That might be tough. But if he's just going to walk in the room and say to Kevin Adams, yeah, make that trade. What are you afraid of? Do it.
Yes, right. Like, that's in my mind, like, his value.
Yeah.
Is Adams on the fence about any sort of big decision like that, and that this guy, you know, would be saying, like, don't be afraid to do this deal. Pull the trigger. Come on. Let's do it.
Jarmo Kekalainen, director of YOLO. Is what this is. He basically is going to Kevin Adams like, bro, what are we waiting for?
Yes.
Let's make some trades.
Right.
All right. Even if that's true, that's probably the rosiest version of it.
That is definitely the most positive way of looking at
this. The flip side of that, or the other side of the coin on that would be, if true, and I think the most cynical way to look at it would be to say, wait a minute, so you're telling me that they hired a person to tell the GM when to actually pull the trigger? Why does anybody need someone to tell them to do that? Like, that'd be the cynical side, to say, why does he need help with that? He's had the job for 6 years. Is it six? Is it seven? I lose track of how many years it is.
This will be year six.
Year six, okay.
This will be year six.
Year six. He's had the job for 6 years. And at this point, he's a senior GM. He's one of the longest tenured GMs in the league. I mean, whatever. He's had the job. The idea that he needs someone to hold his hand, again, this is the most cynical view of it, is a bit of a sell. Either way, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. A guy with experience, a guy that's been in the league, does it matter that he's finished? Is there some sort of, they want maybe more international flavor? Who knows, right? These relationships, I think about relationships like this all the time, because when Ralph Kruger was hired, okay, his players loved him. They wanted to go that direction. Of course, he was not a very good coach, but he had players that really respected him, and they felt like he was loved by players, and he was up until the day he got fired. So do they want someone that carries a level of, oh, yeah, I know Jarmo. Jarmo's a name in the league. He has been a name in the league for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was given plenty of credit for what happened in Columbus. You painted the picture of it being an imperfect market that he was respectable in. And I mean,
he made the playoffs five times on a team, in an organization that had they made the I don't even want to ask the question. They definitely had not made the playoffs five times before he got there, right?
No, only once before.
Once before.
They've made it six times, and he's led them there five of the six.
Right.
So If you have a thought on it, 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550.
Adams, by the way, is the 10th longest tenured GM in the league.
Yeah, like
10th.
That's nuts. That's kind of crazy. To have, you know, never made a playoff appearance and only really sniffed a race one time.
Yeah. I mean, it does. Did Adams, what is interesting to me is, did Adams hire Kekalainen himself? Was this, how much of this was Pegula on board with this? Or was it just like, oh, you think you need this, you do your thing, and this is where he lands? Because it does feel to me like this is potentially him picking his replacement. Or, like, it doesn't have to mean Adams is out of the organization. We've talked about, you know, before it was confirmed or reported that he would be back, like, okay, if he's not going to be GM anymore, do we still expect him to be in the organization under a different title? And that was often a thought. So to me, there's very likely there is possibly a future where maybe Adams is still working in the organization, but he's no longer the general manager and Kekalainen steps into that job. That also is all within the hypothetical that the season goes poorly. Clearly, right? Like, if they make the playoffs, then I don't think that this is a discussion even close to it. If they miss by a little bit, I think this isn't probably much of a discussion either. But if they start slow, I think Kekalainen just changes the Adams conversation because of his mere presence. Like, I think it's been, it's not as easy to jump all in, 2 feet in, to a discussion about, all right, like, come on, like, change the GM and let's go get blank. Because there's always been this, I think, worry of, okay, what, they're gonna fire Kevin Adams, they're gonna what, hire Adam Mayer of the Academy of Hockey at Harbor Center? Like, what are they gonna do?
Yeah.
They're gonna promote some guy that played for the Sabres from within, or they're gonna do, you know, something else that wouldn't rate on a league-wide scale. Versus now, I think if you want to talk about if the season starts off slow again, like, all right, let's fire up the gears on the Adams conversation. Now I think it's different because you just, as you mentioned earlier, that floor today is, I think, a lot higher than it felt a month ago for the GM conversation in general.
803-0550. Then, of course, the conversation from there is, would Adams be, you know, if things don't go well, fired or just moved to a different job and elevated or slid to a different department? Because, I mean, he's been there for a long time. One would think that the owners respect him and like the work that he does to keep this job. Maybe until this moment. Then there's the part of it where you say, did he hire his replacement? Well, did he make the pick? Did the owners make the pick?
That's what I wonder.
Was there a, you know, collective to get him on board? It's, you know, as you said that, I'm brought back again to Kruger, because when Botterill hires Kruger, I wonder if he hired his replacement, because Kruger was thought to be a management guy as much as he was a coach. Mm-hmm. Like, his role over at Sunderland, right? It was Sunderland?
Southampton.
Okay. His role over at Southampton was such where you're like, okay.
Right. He was a chairman.
Right. So I thought, that guy's going to be in the front office. Maybe he'll be the president of hockey ops. Who knows? I mean, he could convince them lots of things. He convinced them to be their coach instead, and that did not go well. We'll see. A lot of decisions on players and what to do. I heard your conversation with Sal asking about a J.J. Paterka offer sheet.
Yeah.
If that happens.
4 years, $10 million. What would you do?
He walks in a second. It's not even close. He walks.
You'd let him walk?
I'd let him walk.
You're the Sabres. You take the compensation?
Yeah, let him walk.
All right.
I'd let him walk. And then I'd tell Jarmo Kekalainen, and start trading those picks. Right? Let's go. I would not pay him 4 years, $10 million a year. I would not.
I just don't want more draft picks.
I don't either. I would trade those draft picks. I would do what I've done in my fantasy leagues, which is trade a player for picks and then trade picks for players. And I know it's not exactly fantasy football,
if
but...
If you earmarked those picks and told me they're going to trade them, then I'm in. I guess I don't have much confidence that they'll trade... Maybe they would think they would trade one of them. They'll probably be late first round picks.
The other part of offer sheet season, as we get to it, which will be next month, we're about a month away from offer sheet season, is if, let's say, the Rangers are going to offer sheet Paterka, you could just call them and say, instead of doing that, let's talk. If you're going to do that, it's going to cost you two firsts, a second, and a third, or it's going to cost you a first, second, and a third. And instead of that, would you like Paterka and this for this piece over here? You know, let's make this a lot less rigid in terms of what you have to pay us, what you have to pay him, 4 years, $10 million, we wouldn't match. 7 years, $10 million, maybe we would match that one. 4 years, $10 million, he's getting to unrestricted free agency as soon as possible. And even the team that signs him doesn't want to sign that. So I also don't think he's a $10 million player. But that's part of it.
No, he's not, but it's a team would be...
It's scary.
This is how you would get him... You would get the Sabres to say no.
Yep.
Like, no, we're good. We'll let him walk. Because... And that's... I wonder what they sound like on that. If there are teams interested in him and they think the Sabres are vulnerable, then wouldn't they be calling Adams first? Wouldn't they be saying, hey, we like this player. You better talk to us. If you don't talk to us, like... We'll go around you. We'll do an offer sheet. We'll dare you to sign him. If you don't want that to happen, you know, like, it sounded like Adams at the trade deadline maybe was less willing to have conversations about him, which, you know, makes sense. He's a very good player. He's 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You should want a guy like that long term. But if those teams get impatient and say, we keep trying to talk to you about this player, we'll do it. Don't ignore us like we put us on do not disturb, like we're not going to offer sheet him. And then that comes down to whether the player wants to be offer sheeted. Because if he doesn't want to sign a 7-year contract here right now and he signs a 7-year contract with somewhere else, he's risking the Sabres not having his rights on a long-term deal.
I guess what you might say is, hey, Rangers, before you offer sheet him, would you like Bo Byram too?
Right, you'd have to give them a call back,
Let's talk about a trade. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. Jeremy and Joe, back for the first time since, look on the calendar here.
What was happening in the sports world the last time
we were? The Bills were going to OTAs, right? We were back together on the 16th.
The 16th?
Yeah, May 16th. We had OTAs. Listen, there's one thing I will say about OTAs, and maybe we'll get into this later. As someone who does this job, or if you're in the media, you know what OTAs are. You know, everyone's looking for good things and bad things. When you take vacation and you unplug, and then the first thing you see is, look at the size of Keon Coleman. You're like, holy cow, OTA content is out of control. Keon Coleman looks, I guess, a little different in a picture. Or it's not even just the Bills. It's, wow, this tall receiver looks really tall. Like, that's the kind of content you're getting from OTA season. So.
That was Chase Claypool last year. Like, no one could believe how big he looked. And he did. He definitely
that's right.
did.
I'm guilty of it. I watched Jason Peters catch a seam pass at rookie camp once and thought he's going to be a Pro Bowl tight end.
Well, we did have two negative stories at this OTAs that I don't think are normal. Your new free agent signing being hurt and somebody not being there because of probably contract stuff.
That's right. That was one of my last days last week was... learning about all that. All right, we'll get a break in. Stat of the day, we got some crazy good Scotty Scheffler stats. Scheffler stat of the day, among other things. Paul Hamilton at 7 to break down the Jarmo Kekäläinen edition. Plenty more to get to. I got to tell you about my vacation, if you'll indulge me. We'll do that.
Jeremy's going to talk about golf?
Yeah, not just that. But I also want to talk about being in Boston while this Diggs stuff happens.
Oh,
I got
there's a take on Diggs this morning.
Good.
A take or a question about, well, we'll get to it.
Yeah. Listen, I was at ground zero of the Diggs in Patriots country listening to 98.5 as they talk about him. And it was kind of fun. I enjoyed it, listening to it. So we'll dig into that because I do think there's an angle for Bills fans to talk about Diggs in this way, in terms of whatever's going to happen there after the... It's not just the video on the boat. It's a pink substance and blah, blah, blah. So
yes, we talked all about pink cocaine last week.
Okay. Well, so a caller to 98.5, the sports hub in Boston, suggested it was Himalayan sea salt. So that's just to give you a little primer on what I was listening to in Boston this week. 803-0550, our phone number. Give us a ring on, you know, anything on the Sabres and how that's all going. Congratulations to Josh Allen and Haley on their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They got married this weekend and lots of Bills players presumably there. I didn't see that many pictures, but I saw some.
Larry David. You know,
there.
I never got to when we did wedding idea of the day leading up to my wedding. I never had on there just invite Larry David.
It might have worked.
Yeah.
It might have worked. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring, 803-0550. Happy Monday. Welcome to summer on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.